This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, Defense Secretary Austin lied, lies of omission. It didn't let the administration know that he was being hospitalized. So the country's, I'm not saying he knows what he's doing. I'm not saying he's a great defense secretary. I'm saying he lied. But they all lie. It's a culture. Washington, D.C. is a culture of liars. That's what they all do. They lie to each other. Now think about this. Defense secretary lies by omission to the president. The president lies to us. Congress lies to each other. Congress lies to the president. The president lies to Congress. It's just my opinion. I mean, what do I know, right? They all lie. How can you trust anything? You can't. And I'm telling you, don't even trust us. Not that we lie. But what the point I'm trying to make is, you can't believe anything. And I could say, don't believe anything but, you know, USA Prepares. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying don't believe anything. Don't believe a single thing unless you do your own research. And why? Back in the days when we had the meetups where I taught classes in person, you know, every Friday and then every Monday night for hours and hours. Some of the meetup participants, you know, said, can you teach us how to do, you know, such and such? And I said, well, we already did that. We already did that over and over. And I am not interested in teaching you any more about how to store matches for 20 years in a jar. We've already done that. My job now, as I see it, is to teach you how to think and ferret out the truth, because there's so many lies, so much disinformation, so much misinformation that you can't tell what's what. And my job is to help you figure out what the truth is, because Vinny's not going to be around forever. That is certain. And neither is USA Prepares. At some point, we're going to disappear. We're going to go away. And I don't know what's going to cause it, but it's going to happen with certainty. It could be a grid-down situation. No electrons moving through wires. And off we go. Off the air we go, right? So it's not that I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to retire. Not one of your instructors has said, hey, you know, I'm thinking about retirement. Not one. Not one. Other people are looking forward to retiring, but no one at USA Prepares this. Nobody. And looking back, did I make the right decision? Unilaterally, meaning just me? Well, the entire board of directors of USA Prepares was there. I mean, we're all sitting around. Actually, we're all in one seat. This is me. I decided there's no way. There's no way I'm going to throw overboard Gwyneth. No way I'm going to throw overboard Dr. Sheely or Rich Sheepin. No way. Absolutely. No way. For temporary people who show up who have no vested interest in USA Prepares? There are hundreds of us at one time. And now, there's less than maybe 15. But every one of them is loyal, every single one, and tells you the truth. And the reason I'm loyal to them is because they tell you the truth. And they're the best in the business. And they don't get paid. Gwyneth?
Yeah. That is absolutely true. And the thing is, I was just laughing because, oh gosh, there's this particular, this fellow, I'm not going to embarrass him by mentioning his name, but he's a minister of religion, and he has a broadcast on YouTube, and most of the stuff that he has to say is, you know, so a lot of it's pretty good, so I keep listening. But it's funny because he's one of these people who has gotten caught up in the hurry, 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 buy gold, buy silver thing. Okay, and when he gets onto that, I kind of shake my head and sort of tune out for a little bit until he gets back to what he's supposed to be talking about. And then it's the funny thing because he'll put on a praise and worship segment, and the words of the praise and worship song are, we've abandoned everything to follow you, my King. This is talking about King Jesus. We throw our gold and silver at your feet. And I have a little chuckle. I have a little cringe, actually. More than a chuckle, I have a cringe when I hear that. Because I think, what were you just talking about 10 minutes ago? But that's beside the point. More important, the most important investment that you can make, once you've got your land, once you've got your off-grid system set up to where you have electricity and you have a water supply and you're not going to freeze in the winter and you have a few beans stored in the basement so you're not going to starve for the first year, beans and corn. And the most important thing that you can do is you can get a hold of whatever type of livestock that you have chosen to raise, to make a living for yourself. And for you, Vincent, that is cattle. For other people, it might be chickens, it might be rabbits, it might be sheep. For me, it's plants more than animals. Okay, prickly pears are my livestock. And also, just lately, Paulownia trees, just the last few years, Paulownia tomentosa. And I didn't even have to pay for my original propagation stock of Paulownia because I had a neighbour. Or I still have this particular neighbour, they're still there. But they had a Paulownia tree growing in their yard. And this Paulownia tree, they're a very vigorous tree. And he'd cut it back. And he said, yeah, I cut it down to a stump and the blooming thing kept shooting. And he said, I've dug up its roots and I've got a pile of the roots over there. And I said, really? You got a pile of the roots? Can I have some of those roots? And he said, go for it. Just bring your cart over and we'll pile up your cart and you can take them over to you. I'm sick of them, you know. I'm fed up with them. So I took a pile of these Paulownia roots, maybe 20 or 30 of them, however many. And I planted some, and I didn't know much about growing Paulownia trees, but I knew that they grew from root cuttings. So I planted some roots here and I planted some roots there. Some places happened to be good places for planting Paulownias, and some places the roots died. And it ended up that I had probably, I don't know how many, about six or seven of these 30 or whatever it was, roots that ended up doing well, that grew into trees. So then I learned about what conditions a Paulownia root needs to grow into a tree. And I had some Paulownia trees. And they are a very valuable timber tree. If you wanted to buy a 14-foot, 12-inch Paulownia log, you know, 12-inch diameter Paulownia log, 14-foot long, it will cost you between $5,000 and $10,000. That's how much I could sell a Paulownia log of 12 inches by 14 feet to a sawmill for. That's how much they will pay for a Paulownia log, $5,000 to $10,000 each. So this is worthwhile. And in the meantime, I was in the nursery the other day, little small town plant nursery, and they had Paulownia trees, and they were selling Paulownia trees for $50 each, $50 each. And I thought, crikey jinkies. You know, I'll get them at home, I don't need them. I can propagate out all the Paulownias that I need now that I know what they need and how to propagate them and all the rest of it. But it took time to learn how to look after a Paulownia tree. It took time to learn that. And that's what the most important asset that everybody has is their time. And to be spending most of the time on your property to where you can be at home and you hear your neighbor's chainsaw going, and you say, oh, gee, I wonder what they're doing over there. So you wander over to the fence and look over the fence and find that they're chopping down a tree, recognizing what tree it is and saying, you're having a good day there. They say, oh, yeah, set up with this blooming tree. Gonna chop it down. And, of course, a Paulownia tree, he's learnt the lesson, but if you chop down a Paulownia tree, it's going to send up 20 suckers from the stump. He's learnt that lesson. And I said to him, you know something? Within a year, that tree will be half the size of what you just chopped down. He said, really? And I said, yeah, that's a Paulownia tree. That's what they do. You chop them down, and within a year, they'll be 12 feet tall again. That's what they do, especially when they've got a big root established in the ground. But I said, but don't worry about it. Get the biggest sucker, chop the rest of the suckers off, use them for farm poles or whatever. That's a good use for a Paulownia pole, is a farm pole. And then turn it into a nice, straight, tall tree. And then in 8 years' time, you'll be able to sell that nice, tall, straight tree for $5,000 to the sawmill. I told him that. And he said, I've got a sawmill. And I said, great. Make it into Paulownia board, and you'll get even more money for it. Paulownia is a very expensive furniture timber, Vincent.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's, I was talking with a guy I know, and he's a little older than I am. And he's got plenty of wood. He's got some sons, you know, and they're probably around 50 years old. And they live, you know, all in the same area. And he has a wood stove, an outdoor wood stove. Heats his house with outdoor wood stove. And I called him up and I said, so hey, we're freezing over here. I'm just wondering, is your wood stove able to keep up? You know, our house is like 50 degrees. And we're running it wide open throttle, but it's so cold it just can't keep up. Are you having the same problem? I said, no, it's fine here. I said, really? He said, we stopped using the wood stove. I said, so what are you heating with? Electricity. He said, oh, yeah, electricity. So he's heating with his electrical heating system. Now, I think he has a heat pump. But a heat pump does not work in 0 degrees. Or most of them don't. Maybe the new ones might, you know, get down maybe to maybe 15 degrees, maybe. But when the weather's about 25 degrees outside, it's really, really hard to pull heat out of the air when the air is 25 degrees outside. The heat pump literally takes the heat from outside and pumps it inside. So it's really hard, and it's not efficient. So what most heat pump systems have is a sensor that senses outside temperature. That's why your thermostat will tell you the outside temperature if you have a heat pump. It'll say the inside temperature and the outside temperature. Well, at about 25 degrees, the computer control in the heat pump will switch to the backup heating system. The backup heating system is typically, it might be propane, might be, if the person that was building the house actually was paying attention. But it's typically electric heating element, like inside a toaster. So the heat comes out nice and warm when it's in backup mode, and when it's just the heat pump mode, you have circulation of a lot of volume of air, but it's not all that warm. It's warm, but not real warm, not like an oil burner. But with the electric resistive heating, it comes out pretty warm. The problem is the amount of electricity it uses is enormous. So I've got this feeling that if this guy has a typical electric bill of maybe $300 most months, it's going to be $1,000. And I have a feeling he's not prepared for that. And I have a feeling he doesn't know that his backup heating system is electric resistive heating, as most people don't know, because most people don't talk to the people who are installing the heating system. They don't want to know. And that's the truth. So we don't have one. We do not have a backup heating system that is electric. Our backup system is propane. So primary would be heat pump. Secondary would be propane. Tertiary backup would be wood. But we inverted that. We said primary is not. We just said, we're not going to use propane. We're not going to use the heat pump. Why destroy those compressors when we can use them for air conditioning and have them last twice as long? So let's just use the heat pump for air conditioning. Let's use the wood stove for primary heat. And that's what we do. But I have another story to tell you. Just a short story. So years ago, it used to be that there were businesses that were in the milling business and sawmills and, you know, that kind of thing. And they'd have scraps of wood. And they'd just bundle them up, and you could get a couple thousand pounds of wood for $12. That'd be the cost of the metal bands that hold the wood together. Why would they do that? Because just having the wood lie around was a fire hazard, and the insurance company said, don't y'all be piling that wood up because we can't insure you. So get rid of the wood. So the sawmills and the, you know, these companies would just charge you for the cost to strap it together. And you could pick it up for $12. And then what happened is companies that are in the charcoal business said, hey, instead of you selling that to, the farmers for heat, just sell it all to us, all of it. We'll buy all of it. So they sold it all. So the farmers couldn't get any more. And then the sawmills and those wood producers raised the price to $24, then $40. And then people said, you know what? We're not going to use charcoal anymore. Now the sawmills and the wood companies have a problem. They killed their own business.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Republican presidential candidates are now turning their attention on New Hampshire, following former President Trump's landslide victory in the Iowa caucuses.
Both Trump and Biden, if you look at the fact that they are still focused on the past, whether it's investigations, whether it's grievances.
Nikki Haley gaining momentum in the polls. Trump spoke about his former UN ambassador at a rally of his own late Tuesday.
Is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary, you know that, the that's what's happening.
The oldest serving member of the U.S. Senate is now in the hospital. Staffers for Republican Senator Chuck Grassley informed reporters the 90-year-old is receiving antibiotic infusions to treat an infection. His office indicated Tuesday that Grassley is still in good spirits and will get back to work as soon as he's able under doctor's orders. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my when you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So just as a point of information, Joe has been at the public trough feeding since 1970. And it's 44 years. No. Since 1970. It's unbelievable. Like almost 50 years. And if you're wondering why we're in such a mess, it's because he's been a plagiarist, which means he's a liar, which means that, you know, he stole someone else's work, stole someone else's wife. That's wife, W-I-F-E. And that's the kind of values that people have there. Has anybody in Washington been married just like to the same person? Like, just once? Anybody? I hardly think so. Because they're so used to lying that who would put up with them? So they trade liars. You know, they trade their wife who's a liar, they trade their husband who's a liar, and they get different liars. And they find out, oh, geez, this is worse than it was before. So they get a replacement, second replacement liar. That's just my opinion. So here's a headline, Zero Hedge, quote, 90% of the population will be dead within a year, end quote. And it goes on to say, Dennis Quaid warns Tucker Carlson of inevitable major solar storm destroying all tech. And it goes on to say, quote, basically, there's a 100% probability that our sun generating what they call GMD, which is a solar storm that hits hard, hits our Earth and the magnetic field that we have around the Earth and can fry everything that is electric above the ground, including our entire grid. Actor, Dennis Quaid said. Dennis Quaid explained to Tucker Carlson in one of the former Fox anchor's most surreal yet terrifying interviews. How about that? We've been saying it for 13 years. Tucker Carlson's like, whoa, this sounds pretty serious. So just because someone has fame and fortune and has a microphone and maybe a camera doesn't mean they're experts in anything. Gwyneth?
Yep. I'll give this to Tucker Carlson when he's not on air. He's up on his bush block hunting whitetails. That's at least he doesn't fit the normal mold of what you would think that a news anchor would be doing in his spare time. So he has an off-grid property, Tucker Carlson. And he has been fitting it out for the day when everything all goes away. So I actually have a lot of time for Tucker Carlson because of that reason, because he has, off his own bat, used some of his fortune, some of his fat checks from the Fox Network for all these years to actually go out and make a way for himself for the day when it all goes away. But, it's taking people a little while to figure it out, and they need to hurry up because we don't have very much time left at all. I mentioned that there's been oil tankers being bombed by Islamic terrorists off the coast of Oman, and that Shell, that is Royal Dutch Shell, the oil company, has declared that they are not going to send their oil tankers into the Red Sea anymore. And I think, in my humble opinion, the rest of the oil companies are probably going to follow suit. That means that the Red Sea as an oil trade route is going to be cut off, which means that we're probably going to be ending up in a similar situation to how it was back in the day with the Saudi oil embargo back in the 1970s. You know, that is imminent. We're in even deeper trouble now because back in the day, people had a bit more of an idea of what to do because people still had something of a skill set. We still had a reasonable number of engineers running around who actually knew how to construct systems, mechanical systems, who knew how to chop wood and grow vegetables. You know, you still had the Great Depression era people back in the 1970s who knew how to do things without the modern world, basically, you know, without the grid. But that population has gone. The Great Depression era people, they've all passed on. They're all in the ground now because that's the way that life is. The Great Depression officially began in 1929 and it's now 2024. So that was 95 years ago. So if there was any of them around, they'd have to be like about 120 years old to even remember the Great Depression. You know, 110 at least. So I don't think that there's very many 110-year-olds running around. But I am probably in a unique position because my mother remembered the Great Depression and her mother, my grandmother, was absolutely 100% caught up in it. And they lived in desperate poverty for many, many, many years, which was not made better by the fact that Pop, that Mum's dad, was an alcoholic. That didn't make things any better. That didn't increase the money supply around the place. But somehow, Grandma raised, as my mum's mum, raised 7 children on almost no money. And they're all big people out and about, got married, and, you know, have done well for themselves. And that whole family now has quite a prosperous outlook, you know, on average. They're quite prosperous people. Why? Because they were taught good habits by dear old grandma, who was the matriarch of the whole family, who was frugality 101. She taught all her children frugality 101, and they taught their children, and the whole family now is prosperous as a result. You know, people don't get it. People really don't get it. You've got to know how, you've got to have primary production skills. I know that you know what primary production is, Vincent, but I don't know if the class does. Should I describe what primary production is?
Yeah, please do.
Primary production, there are 3 main areas of primary production. Those are fishing, farming, and mining. Okay? Fishing, including aquaculture. Going out, throwing a net or a line into the water and hauling up fish. Or running tanks and breeding fish in the tanks and, you know, draining the tanks and getting the fish or netting the fish out of the tanks or whatever. That's fishing. Farming is growing stuff, plants or animals, out of the soil. And mining is somehow digging into the earth, getting stuff out of the earth and selling it. That is called primary production. Secondary production is taking the products of farming, fishing or mining and turning them into a consumer product. That is secondary production. So things like engineering, things like canning, things like food processing, they're all secondary production. But unless you have primary production skills, the secondary production just doesn't happen. Because you don't have the feedstock, is the technical term, for the secondary production systems if you don't have primary production. But everybody out there, even if you're into secondary production, like, for instance, my dad was a master engineer. That's secondary production. But he was also a chicken farmer and a market gardener, which is primary production. So he was both. And he understood about primary production and he understood about secondary production. And what I was going to discuss today was the Stone Age world, which I've kind of run out of time for. I might mention it a little bit briefly later, but that was absolutely where we're headed, because we're not only losing primary production, we're losing secondary production. We're not only losing our farms and our mines, we're losing our factories. We've lost most of them already anyway. And everybody thinks that they can make their living from taking in each other's laundry. That's my dad's term for it. He said the day's going to come when people realise that you can't build an economy from bringing in other people's laundry. You can't do that, you know. That's what he said. GM has just closed its last production facility in the United States. General Motors no longer builds automobiles in the United States. And that is a sad day, Vincent. That is an absolutely tragic day. And because people don't understand how engineering operates. And, oh, another thing I was going to tell you. You remember that plane where the door blew off a couple of weeks back?
Sure. Sure, it was a Boeing 7.
The engineering department at Alaska Airlines was filled with blue-haired loons. Literal blue-haired diversity hires. And nobody's surprised, are they?
You've got to be nuts to fly today. You absolutely have to be nuts.
Oh my gosh. My dad found himself caught up in a unique moment in history back in the 1950s. He finished his apprenticeship as an engineer. He got his journeyman papers, and his very first job was working in the engineering department at TAA, working on jet engines. He went straight from working on steam engines to jet engines. How's that?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, just for information, Joe has been in public office starting in the first state, Delaware, in 1970. So he's been destroying this country one day at a time for 54 years. And Gwyneth mentioned, that's my opinion, did he do everything wrong? No, I can't say he did everything wrong. But I can't think of a single thing he's done right. So he must have done something right. I just can't imagine what it might have been. In 1973, there was an Arab oil embargo. 1973. And the Arabs stopped selling oil to the United States. It was only 5% of our import, but it crippled the country. If you had a, and I lived through this, I know this very well. I was of driving age back then, and you couldn't get gasoline. Your purchase of gasoline depended on the license plate number. If you had a license plate that ended in an odd or an even number, you could buy gasoline only on odd or even days. $3 worth. So you would stay in line starting at maybe 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning when the gas station opened at 9 so that you could get gasoline before they shut off the pumps. $3 worth per car. I am not exaggerating. Unless you work for the government, then you could get gasoline. If you're a doctor, you could get it. If you work for the government, you could get it because, you know, government's important. I am not kidding. And what caused it? I'm going to read this. This is a quote. This is not me saying this. Quote. This is from Wikipedia. Quote, in October 1973, the Organization of Arab Petroleum Exporting Countries announced that it was implementing a total oil embargo against the countries that had supported Israel at any point during the Fourth Arab-Israeli War, which began after Egypt and Syria launched a failed surprise attack to recover the territories that they had lost during the Third Arab-Israeli War. So, end quote. So what happened was Israel took land. The Arabs wanted it back. And they said, and they hadn't, they attacked Israel. And it didn't work. So they said, all right, all y'all who are supporting Israel, we're not going to sell you oil. And it crippled the United States. So as Gwyneth said, what makes anyone think that won't happen again? We're on the cusp of it right now. All they have to do is say, you guys are addicted to oil. And we're going to shut you down. Now, the problem is the United States might turn the Middle East into glass. That's the risk they take. Gwyneth?
Yeah. The thing is, this is all, it would take about 8 years to turn this around. But if people really wanted to turn it around, they could turn it around, okay? And that would be, if we went from running our economy on an oil economy to running our economy on a steam economy. This has just occurred to me. You could fill, within a decade, you could fill America with Paulownia plantation. I actually sent you an email with a photo of an 8-year-old Paulownia plantation. It's to, you know, the regular email address that I usually send stuff to. So you can open it up and you can see what an 8-year-old Paulownia tree looks like. You could run the U.S. economy on steam power. Steam engines, the technology to build steam engines is still out there. You could train new people on how to build and how to manage steam engines. That technology, it's dying, but it's not dead yet. You could do it. But they won't do it. The only, you know, Talani is a very clean burning wood. And you could run it on the waste, the mill waste. And you could sell the Paulownia timber to the Chinese for $5,000 and $10,000 a log, because the Chinese have just had all their Paulownia trees die of a particular infection, and they have the Paulownia tree as a sacred tree in their culture, and they can't get the wood in China. You could sell all the Paulownia logs that you wanted to the Chinese, and they would still be crying out for more. They have such a high regard for this timber, and rightly so, because it's 10 times lighter than pine and about 7 times as strong.
Yeah, and that's what they're making
it's
handles for.
Timber.
That's what they're making handles for hammers out of.
Yeah.
It's really light, and it's pretty strong. Yeah, we used to use old forest hickory for axe handles and hammer handles. Gwyneth, you know, all we needed, and we could do that. We could go back to steam. They had one steam engine running in a factory, and they had belts all over the factory. Yes, we could do it. And 20 horsepower would be plenty to run an entire factory. Hard to believe, but it's true. Gwyneth, thank you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.